Who readeth, let him understand. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. How do you treat God's Word? Do you only read it in times when you need comfort? Or, just as one advice among so many other teachings that are offered nowadays? Alone, the internet offers so many forms of so-called advice of often self-announced experts that are supposed to help, but often just want to make a business or sell something or pursue other targets. Matthew 25, verse 14, it says, "Who reads this, let him understand." Whoever wants to learn about God should read his word, the Bible, and let God talk to you, both through his word as well as what God is talking to you via your circumstances, what is happening to you every day. Good things, evil things, nice things, and so on and so on. Where other people care for you or not care, where you face a good situation or challenges and all. It all is God also talking to us. And his word, the Bible, is not just one book among many others. Rather, it is the word of God. If you got a letter, supposed from the president, probably you would read it several times carefully. But how many more times should we read the word of the Lord and study it and take it to heart and contemplate on it? Whoever does it will learn and grow in faith and find love and joy in it. Lord, we thank you for your word and we thank you for the clarity that you talk to us. We are sorry where we do not care for your word, where we rush over it, or have so many other interests and other priorities. To check other media or other channels, whatever it might be. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the comfort and the joy that you give. And thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you for your grace. Please help us to learn more about you and the way that you want to guide us. And guide us that way towards your eternal kingdom. And we praise your holy name forever. Amen.